Okay, let's move on.
743, request of Mark Moscato to address council regarding services and programs offered by Know Your City.
Good morning. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Good morning.
Hi, my name is Mark Moscato. I'm the executive director of a nonprofit here in Portland called Know Your City. Our mission is to engage people in art and social justice through creative placemaking projects. Over the last 5 years, we've done collaborative programs with probably over 100 different nonprofits and companies here in Portland. And much of our work brings together the public policy community and the art community to better explain, to better understand issues of civic concern. I'm just here to tell you really briefly about some of our upcoming programs to engage people in some of the vital issues to our area. This summer, we're looking forward to a program called De-Gentrifying Portland. We're working with 10 youth of color in the Portland African American Leadership Forum, and we're giving them video equipment and training to make short videos about urban development in North and Northeast, and the final videos are going to be screened in Portland public parks. This fall, we're doing East Portland Newspaper Project, which is a program at Harrison Park in which a social studies class will work with a graphic designer to create a multicultural newspaper, multilingual, that will be distributed for free in area little stores and whatnot to reflect the multicultural fabric of Southeast 82nd and how it's changing. We offer tours. We're building a kiosk we're super excited about. It's going to be located in between Voodoo Donuts and Saturday Market right in that alleyway. And we have a couple different tours. We have a multicultural Portland tour focusing on the multicultural heritage, African-American, Chinese-American, Japanese-American, et cetera. We also have a DIY tour looking at the craft economy here. We created a history app last year called PDX Social History Guide. You can listen to over a dozen stories on your smartphone or web on the web about the multicultural heritage downtown Portland. And lastly, we created comics. We've created a really successful series called Oregon History Comics and Comics for Change about living Oregonian activists that are sold in more than a dozen stores. I trust that you can see the value in these programs, and I hope that I'm here to ask for your support. Not only financially, you can sign up to become a member or whatnot, but I'm specifically here to ask your participation in an upcoming event that we have. We're doing an event called Ankeny Alley Block Party. So we're working and we have the support of Dan and Louie's, the Voodoo Donuts, all the businesses in Ankeny Alley. And we're going to have music, food, tours, et cetera. But specifically, we're going to actually be renting a dunk tank. So we're soliciting your participation. This is a small, I know it sounds kind of goofy, but it's a small way to show your support for our vital work. I'm going to leave you with information here, and I'm going to have our board president, Cameron Witten, who I'm sure you're familiar with, follow up with you about it. Lastly, I want to say thanks for your time and supporting initiatives like the Regional Arts and Culture Council and for making art a priority in our city. You can find out more about our programs at knowyourcity.org.
Just a couple quick comments. First of all, council has a designated person for things like dunk tanks. Mayor Hales.
I'm going to demonstrate that here shortly today. Yes.
He's graciously agreed to be the lead on that. You mentioned the cartoons. Did Sarah Merck do one of those series?
She did. Yeah, she authored one of the series. Right.
Do you get any funding from RAC? Have you been successful getting RAC funding?
We have. We've received several RAC grants and Oregon Arts Commission and several other foundations. Uh-huh.
And I think actually Natalie Sept is an artist that is part of the comic book series, right?
That's right, yeah, the newest one. Uh-huh.
Well, the other thing Mayor and I should mention that we're going to be at Dawson Park this afternoon at 6 o'clock.
Okay.
In Dawson Park, which is sort of adjacent to Legacy Emanuel Hospital in the heart of
Familiar, yeah.
Is being reopened after a big revitalization project. And the public art that we'll be celebrating there tells the story of that community. And it goes back to the civil rights days, urban renewal, Bobby Kennedy kicking off his presidential election here in Oregon, and the great stories in that community. So I hope that makes your walking tour. And then perhaps you could join us this afternoon at 6.
Okay, yeah, yeah. I think, is Asaka Shamsuddin the artist?
Yes.
Yeah, so we've done some different programs with him in the past, too.
Yeah, he's the artist, and we'll be acknowledging his work. So it's at 6 o'clock at Dawson Park, and it's open to the public. And so we hope that you and others can join us.
Thanks so
much,
Mark.
Yeah.
Good hearing from you, and it is hard to say no to Cameron Witten, so thank you.
Thank you.
Take care.